Hello.
Hey, hello.
Welcome to the Youth Health Equity Project. My name is Joseph Vivleczka, and I'm one of the members on the Youth Health Equity team here at Kearney High School. I am a senior here. I'm on the officer team for the Kearney High chapter of FCCLA, and it has been a great experience working on this project. I will now allow my fellow members to introduce themselves.
I am Ike Smith. I'm a senior at Kearney High School, and this is my second year being a part of Kearney High FCCLA, and I'm just an average member. So I've attended a couple conferences and been a part of several committees like the Youth Health Equity Committee.
I am Katie Dorado. I am also a senior, and I am also an officer on the officer team for Kearney High School, but I am also serving as the district's president for this year, and I have been a part of FCCLA for the past 4 years.
Hi, everybody. I'm Aiden Cipran. I'm also a senior, and I am serving as the president of the Kearney High FCCLA chapter and also of the state association. So I've been a part of FCCLA for 4 years, and I've been super involved in everything that we do, and I love projects such as these.
So today we're going to talk a little bit about our youth health equity project. So at our first meeting, we decided we wanted to tackle vaping with teens in our community. So we have an understanding that community and the desire to live with others is a vital part of the human experience. And as a hope of our committee is that we make a difference and better our community by lowering the number of teens using e-cigarette products. We want to lower it by doing more research, advocating to local and state government to make change. We've been trying to do some park cleanups, and then also we've had some meetings for educational moments with our peers to educate them on the dangers of vaping. We have also found a bunch of research about how many people are doing it and who's all doing it, but a couple of those facts are that 29% of people surveyed from a Buffalo County Community Partners survey, 29% regularly use an e-cigarette, 75% of people were getting it from friends and family, and 70% of people who were surveyed have at least tried an e-cigarette product once in their life.
And our reason to like what we're doing and kind of going along with why we're doing it, it's mostly just to reduce the underage use of e-cigarettes in Buffalo County by 10% through education and advocacy by the end of the spring of 2024. We came up with this after meeting the first time that we did, and we created our project. It was kind of interesting because we didn't know what exactly we wanted to tackle. There were so many things within our community that we all individually wanted to tackle because we all had different ideas that we all brought to the table, but we all ended up coming to e-cigarettes and vaping overall, and we wanted a change by this year, by the end of this year, for all of us being seniors especially. We wanted to make a change and leave an impact on our school.
And the first step that we took towards this goal of ours was to do research. And after our first initial wave of research, we started getting really deep into this to see what we could do exactly to solve our problem. And through this research, we found that as students were going through high school, they were still more likely to keep trying e-cigarettes, and the number of students that were using it on a daily basis was still steadily increasing. And so we found this as a huge problem, as students were seeing the dangers of e-cigarettes and they were still deciding to use them as their lives went on. And so that was kind of what we did for research. We also found that certain demographics are more likely to use e-cigarettes within our community. And we believe that that is a huge problem, and that should not be the case in a community such as ours.
Yes, and I would like to, again, touch on what Aiden had said about our research. Immediately after deciding that we wanted to learn more about the issue of e-cigarettes in our community, there was a lot of information out there. And one thing that we looked into was, how are people getting supplies to, you know, vape or use e-cigarettes? And so we realized part of our project needed to be catered towards the, not only the youth who are using these, but also the parents and the other community members. But the first tackle is obviously with the students themselves. And so part of our campaign has been towards creating infographics or signs that we can put in our parks and in our schools to educate the students firsthand.
Yeah. And part of the reason why we chose parks is because one of the first, I think, first events we did with youth health equity at our chapter of FCCLA is we hosted a cleanup at our local park. And what we found from doing a cleanup is we found that there is a lot of cigarette butts laying around and a lot of e-cigarette supplies in the parks. And so when we saw this, it confirmed our research and that we should really, really keep doing this.
Yeah. And along with the cleanups, we've also been able to advocate in multiple levels. We've talked to our state government and we've talked to them kind of about like vaping within not only like our community, but as a state as a whole. And there are different like views and like point of views from people within each community on this topic. But the state also has the backs of the youth, which if the youth is using e-cigarettes, like obviously there's something wrong and there's somewhere that we can make a change. We also talked to them and asked them about the Juul settlement and see what was that and where we stood on that. And they pretty much didn't know much about it, but they did know that it was a settlement that that Nebraska was getting a little bit of money on, but they don't know exactly where the money's going. So it was a lot of interesting facts that the state gave us. We've also talked to our mayor here in Kearney, Stan Klaus, and he's given us his opinion on it. And he's told us that the project we're doing is a very big project, but it will also be very beneficial for the youth and their parents.
He even gave us a chance to talk to our city council here in the next week to start making some changes in our community.
We would like to thank the coordinators of the Nebraska Youth Health Equity Project for funding our great work and for supporting us through this project.
We learned so much more than we were expecting through our efforts in bettering our community.
Bye! Bye.